This attrition, this vanishing, this forgetting, this blindness. In the siesta, the whisper of lizards and rats. I can see the abandoned cruise ship anchored offshore, near the end of the dirt road, framed by the condominiums and the palms that move listlessly in the warm wind off the sea. I'd followed some of the passengers, but I could never tell where they were disappearing to. We'd put in at quite a few ports on the way south. Most were seniors, and they'd go on shopping trips, buying the usual stuff. Jewelry, blankets, earthen pots, tomb artifacts, some of which were replicas, some completely illegal. The cabins and veranda suites were already heavy with booty, and yet here we were, in this small coastal town, surrounded by giant cacti and fractured rock. And where had everyone disappeared to? This attrition, this vanishing, this forgetting, this blindness. I can see the abandoned cruise ship. And in the dry, polluted land, a pecker pump, a field of pumps, oil wells, some active, some still, a field of robots nodding, dipping, vanishing in the haze. This attrition in the haze, this vanishing. The wheel, civilization, behind it all, time, our ability to measure, the sun. 300,000 pesos. The merchant assures me it's the real deal taken from one of the temples on the Mesa. Yeah, seems like a reasonable price for something illegal. Well, it's an archaeological cruise, a journey to see the temples of the ancient civilizations. But now, as I watch all the booty being unloaded from the cruise ship and tendered to shore by armed couriers with bandoleros and shotguns, and I watch them heading into the desert beyond the oil field, I realize the cruise is in fact a high-class internment. Getting there. Tide has changed. School tide. I have this plan, this schematic
for the next life,
for the attrition, this vanishing, from here on. I cruise alone.